We see it retreats, or what I call it, honor changes. And the basis of honor becomes different, and I call that the spiritualization of honor, because the basis of honor is like good behavior, or maybe even virtue, or being a good house father, or whatever. You see that in a nuclear form, so in the 70s, and then coming through in the 80s and 19th centuries, that ever more men, usually first of those of higher social standing, that they can be honorable and peaceful at the same time. So that's in history, that's something relatively new. You are honorable and still have a peaceful lifestyle.
It's a sort of domestication, isn't it, of the male's notion of honor?
It is domestication of the male notion of honor. It is also literally a domestication first of the elites, of the aristocracies and patricians, who in the Middle Ages were even more violent than the rest of society. And there you see still the role of states as well, because increasingly the elites, they are tied to the center of the state, like in France to the court, but also in other types of countries like the Netherlands. The elites, they change with the states, and then they propagate the peaceful man as a cultural model, which then in turn influences broader groups in society.